Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our first guest, Bruce Weaver, economic analyst with the Michigan Department of Energy, Labor, and Economic Growth. Hello, Bruce. How are you?
Good, Jack. How are you doing?
Just fine. I am seeing some numbers here, and they look a little familiar, a little bit lower than we had seen previously. I remember when it was 14.5% unemployment back toward the end of last year. How much does this decline really mean, 1.4% and four consecutive months reduced unemployment?
Well, the fact that the unemployment rate in the state has come down by about a full percentage point over the past year is positive news, and just in the fact that it contrasts with the sharp increases in the unemployment rate that we recorded in 2009. The unemployment rate really didn't move much at all in the month of July. It came down just a tenth of a percent from 13.2 to 13.1.
Right.
That places our unemployment rate still the second highest in the country. So the unemployment rate is still, you know, quite high based on where it was prior to the recession. But it is good news that it's come down a percentage point over the last year.
Now, where are these jobs coming from, Bruce?
Well, the big kind of development in July was really in the auto sector. We recorded an additional an increase of 20,000 jobs in the manufacturing sector in July. And what that really reflected was a change in a shift this year in the production schedules of the Detroit 3 automakers and among auto suppliers. Typically, what you see in the month of July is very large numbers of workers who go on temporary layoff as the auto industry shuts down a number of plants for that annual retooling and model changeover process that they go through. But this year, the automakers kind of announced that with more flexible production schedules, they plan to avoid those wholesale layoffs in July as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, the other factor was that auto sales have been relatively positive in recent months, and that means that that inventories in certain high demand models are relatively low. So, the auto firms did want those plants operating throughout the month of July. So that increase of manufacturing jobs doesn't really reflect new jobs so much as the fact that there were far fewer auto workers on layoff this July than we've seen in recent years.
So we're not really talking about newly created jobs, generated jobs. We're talking about shifts in schedules and a reduction in terms of the layoffs we'd seen previously.
Yeah, far fewer workers were on layoff this July than in past years, and we do have a larger level of manufacturing jobs in the summer of 2010 than we did have back in the summer of 2009. So there have been some additional job gains in manufacturing over the past year.
All right. In terms of the overall figures, would you describe this as still be a pretty weak situation? You mentioned the second highest rate of unemployment in the country. If you look at job growth, it doesn't seem to be coming.
Yeah, it's still a very tough job market. There are still many, many unemployed individuals competing for every job opening. So in terms of the general tenor of the job market, it is still a very tough market. The trends are moving in a slightly better direction than they were a year ago, but the level of unemployment, 637,000 unemployed in Michigan in July of 2010, is still a very, very high number.
Bruce Weaver, our guest with the Michigan Department of Energy, Labor, and Economic Growth. I'm a little concerned with some of these numbers, Bruce, because I really think that what you're seeing here are people who have cycled out of the system. They've left the workforce. Maybe they've left the state. Maybe they have stopped looking. Maybe they are no longer eligible for unemployment. If you only have 12,000 people gaining jobs and 56,000 come off the rolls, is that really a good thing?
Yeah, these numbers really are not affected by the receipt of unemployment insurance, so that really doesn't have anything to do with that. But it is true that the labor force in Michigan has declined over the past year. It's down by about 44,000, or about 0.9%. So, and labor force is also down nationally. That's a fairly common thing to happen when the economy is not doing well.
Does that mean people just aren't looking for jobs, Bruce?
Well, what it typically means is there are individuals who, you know, will not seek a job if they feel that no jobs are available. So often people may search for a period of months, be unsuccessful in their job search, and then stop seeking a job. And you have to be actively seeking a job to be counted as unemployed. Or individuals may decide to go back to school and try to get some job training or some additional education if they feel that they're unlikely to find work during a job search.
Is there a good number we can look at that tells us how many people are actually employed? What percent? Is it 80% in this country? Are we less than 80% employment so that you have more than 20% that are not working?
Well, the the unemployment rate nationally, of course, is at 9.5%.
But the unemployment rate doesn't tell us everything, right?
Right. I mean, the unemployment rate just measures individuals who meet that strict definition of unemployment. The Labor Department also publishes what they call alternative measures that capture other individuals who have economic issues, even though they're not strictly unemployed. For example, individuals who may say when they're asked that they want a job but are not actively seeking work, or people who are working part-time but they'd actually prefer a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
When you take all of those types of individuals in play and try to calculate, say, an underemployment rate as opposed to an unemployment rate, the unemployment rate in Michigan, instead of being somewhere in the nature of 13%, is in the neighborhood of 20%.
That's what I was looking for. Okay.
Right.
All right. In terms of other states, are we finding other Midwest states creeping toward Michigan, or is there still quite a gap?
Well, Nevada, of course, has the highest unemployment rate in the country. Michigan is second. But there are other Midwest states that are in the top 10, states like Ohio, Illinois, Indiana. Those states also have relatively high unemployment rates that are above the national average.
But are their unemployment rates holding steady, or are they going up and getting closer to Michigan's? Not that misery loves company here, but I'm trying to see whether Michigan's four straight months with a slight decline really is reflective of the region or the state.
Yeah, it is true that Michigan's unemployment situation has been more stable than many other states in the country. For example, if you look at the increase in change in unemployment over the last year, the number of unemployed in Michigan has actually dropped by about 8% since July of 2009. Nationally, unemployment is actually up slightly. So there are a number of states in the nation who have had more recent jumps in their unemployment level, whereas Michigan's unemployment level was relatively high in 2009, and we've recorded this decline of a full percentage point over the last year.
Bruce Weaver, economic analyst, our guest, talking about unemployment rates. Bruce, I guess this is what a lot of people do not understand. When you talk about four successive months where the unemployment rate declines, but there are 166,000 fewer jobs than at the start of 2009, is that correct?
Well, I mean, if you compare July to July, jobs are actually up by 21,000. So the number of payroll jobs is actually up by 21,000 from July of 2009 to July of 2010.
The problem was what happened in early 2009, and the recovery has not come close to compensating for that.
Right. The obviously, the economic situation was particularly poor in the middle part of 2009 when the state was encountering the automotive bankruptcies.
Bruce, is there a number in your mind where people are going to start to say, hey, things are getting better? Is it 12%? Is it 10%? Where is it that the confidence kicks in? Because I think the psychology of this is so important.
Well, I think it's not only the unemployment rate that is important, but that job count. You know, we now have more jobs than we had a year ago. If Michigan could maintain that increase in jobs over a full year period, whereas we've recorded year-over-year declines in jobs, that would be one of the first indicators of some type of a stabilization and slight turnaround in the labor market. There are industries that you can point to that have had some healthy job additions over the past year.
And what would those be?
Those are most notably professional and business services, where jobs are up by about 25,000.
Mm-hmm.
Educational and health services, where jobs are up by about 12,000. So in those two sectors, we're talking about job gains in things like temporary help, social service agencies, home health care has added jobs, and physicians' offices have added employment as well.
And how are we doing with matching those available jobs with the training and the curve for people who have been unemployed but have had to retool and reinvent?
Well, that's been a very large focus of our department, the Department of Energy, Labor, and Economic Growth, particularly with the No Worker Left Behind program, that has actually exceeded the number of trainees over the last 3 years. Those individuals had to get training in a high-demand occupation. Many of those high-demand occupations are in areas like healthcare and business-related occupations. So, but clearly, you're right. The skills of the workforce have to evolve in the same direction as the industries that have the best outlook for jobs, and that will be a continuing task to move the skills profile of the Michigan workforce in those directions.
Bruce, can we talk to you in say a couple of months if we get to six straight months with the jobless decline?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bruce Weaver, economic analyst with the Michigan Department of Energy, Labor, and Economic Growth. We'll be right back with more. Jack Ebling and Scott Eckersley. Ebling and you, 1320 WILS.